researchers publicly claimed to have isolated the virus. And these are the Gates-funded Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization-International Vaccine Center at the University of Saskatchewan, where researchers also developed and are running a human trial on a fraud-based COVID vaccine. It also includes Sunnybrook Health Sciences Center, Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto, the University of Toronto, where I earned my undergrad and master's degree, where they brag of having close ties with the criminal vaccine manufacturing outfit Sanofi Pasteur, and they've been involved in COVID-19 vaccine development, and they have imposed an unlawful and despicable vaccine mandate. It also includes McMaster University, where their so-called researchers are also developing homegrown vaccines, and the administration has also imposed an unlawful and disgusting vaccine mandate. It also includes Public Health Agency of Canada, which was the one institution that pretended to provide records of isolation. And what they actually gave me was a study that they had supported that didn't even claim to have isolated the virus, but did carry out meaningless PCR tests and these irrational monkey cell procedures. And it said right in their paper that, right in the abstract, it said that PCR tests do not detect virus, only RNA. So the Public Health Agency of Canada also failed to provide even one shred of proof for the existence of the virus. And Canada is not alone in its utter failure. People around the world have been submitting these same requests to institutions in their countries. We now have we have responses from well over 100 institutions in over 20 countries. No one on the planet has a shred of evidence that this supposed virus has ever been purified. It includes the US CDC, it includes Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, it includes the New Zealand Ministry of Health, New Zealand University of Otago, where they had fraudulently claimed to have isolated the virus. It includes Australia's Peter Doherty Institute, where they fraudulently claimed to have isolated the virus. It includes Australia's, their Crown Research Institute, which is called the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, where they're also involved in COVID-19 vaccine trials using the fake virus isolate from the Doherty Institute. The list also includes UK Government Office for Science, the UK MHRA that approved the vaccines in the UK, Public Health Scotland, Public Health Wales, Public Health England, an institute in Italy that claimed to have isolated, and on and on and on. And again, all of these are publicly available on my website, fluoridefreepill.ca. No one on the planet has any record that this alleged virus was ever purified from any patient sample. They have zero proof that this virus exists. So, in other words, COVID-19 is simply a global fraud based on fraudulent science, a purely theoretical imaginary virus, completely meaningless tests that did not test for any virus, fraudulent diagnoses, and medical malpractice. This is the truth that was brought forward, or that Pat tried to bring forward in the Alberta court, and he would have brought forward if he'd been given proper direction by the court. Okay. So I'll leave it there. Again, you can find all of this on my website, fluoridefreepill.ca. So thank you so much for being here and for standing up against global fraud.
Hey guys.